Yeah, dude.
8:14. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, buddy. Minus all that crunchy peanut butter talk. Besides that.
I'll let it go.
Yeah, you better, you bitch.
Well, how about this? Grape or strawberry?
Depends on the mood.
Yeah.
Depends on the mood. Sometimes I like the classic grape, but sometimes you got to throw strawberry in there.
I feel like the grape jelly is always like 8 years old that's in the back of your fridge.
Still delicious.
It's still good.
Still delicious.
You know?
But then you got to decide, too, do you do the preserves or the jam?
Whatever's in the squeezable bottle. Because I'm lazy.
There's nothing. There's like one actual strawberry in that.
Right. You know what I won't do though?
Huh.
It's the combined peanut butter and the jelly in one jar.
No, that's ridiculous. So stupid.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't seem
you
like
you can't do the right mix.
No,
can't do the right mix.
And do you put it in the fridge? Do you put it in the cupboard?
Yeah.
Which one do you do?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Or you just take a spoon and or do you take a piece of bread and just dip it on it? You know, like pita bread.
You just take a baguette and right in there.
Here we go.
Anyway, we'll solve that mystery one of these days.
It's for the ultimate laziness.
Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
And do you cut the crust off or do you leave it on?
Cut the crust off. No. Come on now.
I use a dinosaur cookie cutter.
You would. As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Okay.
What's up?
This is great. This is fantastic. I don't know why I love this so much. Probably because it's farts, and farts are always funny.
I don't want to hear one more fart out of you. Is that clear?
An Uber driver in Ontario, Canada, that is, kicked some guys out of his car when one passed gas, and it was like, no, you guys aren't farting. Get out of my car. It's ridiculous.
Kicked him out, huh?
He actually recorded it. Here's what went down.
You're not going to drive me home.
Like, you don't have
How stupid
buddy.
Are you? The guy farts one time. He farts, and you're not going to drive me home.
He farted three times.
Who gives a f***? You've been allowed in Canada, you f***? Get out. Stop. Get out.
Stop. I just kept my cool. I stayed in the car. He's telling me to get out of the car and fight him. And it was like three of them, you know, and I'm there by myself. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't have to put up with the abuse and, you know, and the racial stuff is what really bothered me. I was, like, really upset. So I didn't want to be driving anymore.
I don't blame the Uber driver.
No.
Obviously, if someone farts in your car,
stinks.
You have the right to get them out of there.
Yeah. It's got to be crazy to be an Uber driver, man. You probably see a lot of things, a lot of different scenarios.
Oh, for
situations.
Sure. Remember taxi cab confessions?
Oh, yeah.
Now we have Uber confessions. Have you ever farted in an Uber, Hunter?
Probably. More than likely.
I know you fart in a studio all the time.
Yeah.
So those guys were drunk, I guarantee it. That's the only reason that would throw down.
Yeah, right.
Like
you're getting an Uber, too.
You're getting an Uber. At least they were being safe.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they were real farty, and the Uber driver wasn't having it.
And too much...
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you? Outside. Outside now.
I see this happening to Hunter in the near future.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of an Uber.
I'm going to call an Uber right now.
You are gassy this morning. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Alrighty, it's Friday, and that means one thing and one thing only. It's time for headlines with Jay, the 80s rock guy. Jay, what's up, man?
Leap on this!
Well, I'm glad to see that you know it's a leap year, but that is not the appropriate way to celebrate it. Anyway, let's take a look at your first headline. 60-year-old surfer stops shark attack by punching it in the eye.
Suck me! Suck me! Punch me in the eye!
Woman wins $8.5 million on slot machine. Machine breaks down and won't pay out.
The machine is broke down. It ain't gonna pay you out.
And pizza breaks world record with 257 varieties of cheese.
Cheesy pizza. Come on, take a slice. Take a slice.
All right, there you have it. That's this week's top headlines with Jay, the 80s rock guy. You can hear more at WIRX.com. Jay, send us out, bud.
You're listening to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Hey, good morning. 8:34, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
The lovely Kiki.
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Woo.
You dumb slut.
It's cold. What the hell?
It is very cold. It is, but it's supposed to be like 50 on Sunday. Well, don't throw it at me. Mm-hmm. We can't do that because Hunter gets uncomfortable when we fight in the studio. Yeah. When we make out in the studio. You want to make out?
We haven't made out in the studio in a long time.
That's true. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's because you're not supposed to. It's work.
Whatever.
It's not our fault that you just hang around.
It's your pervert and you like to watch.
I will leave. I can leave.
Yeah.
You want me to? You guys going to make out?
No.
Tell you what, Napoleon. You can leave.
Yeah. Get they all out.
No, I like an audience.
What if Amanda was in here and we were just making out the
whole
time?
Hell yeah, bring her in there. Amanda, if you're listening.
I'd give her a round of applause.
Yeah. Then we get the two chicks to kiss. Yeah, get it.
Amanda's gonna get laid today.
Good Lord.
What?
It's like that old Chappelle bit, Mad Real World. He's like, hey, be quiet. We're trying to make love over here. That's what I just yell.
Yeah, Hunter.
Well, you sit there with a pillow over top. Anyway.
Jeez, man.
Actually, you know, this is good that Kiki's in here. We got to ask her a question. So it's a leap year this year, which means there's an extra day of work. Do we get bonus pay for that extra day?
No.
And you know, on leap year, the woman's supposed to propose to the man. So I'll be waiting for my proposal.
What sort of proposal?
A marriage proposal. We need to renew our vows.
But see, at this point, I feel like I know better. So I don't think I'm going to do that.
She asked someone totally different. I'm like, what the hell? This didn't work out at all like I wanted it.
Yeah, I think I'll try someone new.
fine, whatever. But seriously, though, do we get bonus pay because it's a leap year and there's an extra day of work?
No, that's not how that works.
Why does that not work that way? Hunter and I have been busting our butts here.
You still work the same hours every week.
No, that's not true. There's an extra day that we have to work.
Doesn't matter.
It's an extra day in here. We should get bonus pay.
Some months have extra weeks in it. Do you think that extra week in the month you should get paid extra?
What month has an extra week
in it? Yeah,
weeks are three, some weeks are four, some weeks are five.
No, there's no month that has, no month that ever has 5 weeks. Are you high right now?
Yeah, I'm talking about like some weeks that you get paid, like we get two paychecks when you get double.
No.
There is a 5 week.
Wait a second.
5 week. Why are you doing this to me? You know what I'm talking about. these are the worst.
Oh, yeah, it's that one month where you get 5 weeks.
I love August. There's like 6 weeks in August. I'm sorry, Kiki.
Like April.
But there's not an extra weekend, though, dear.
Not an extra week. I'm just saying that it's just, my point is, fair enough.
Welcome to my
Bottom
world.
Bottom line, you don't get paid an extra day.
You're supposed
if anything,
to be,
I'm not going to pay you for that day at all.
You're supposed to be the smart one.
I haven't had my coffee yet. You're on my head.
Don't say a damn thing. We're going to get an extra paycheck in April.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Right. You're right.
Yes.
There's like 10 weeks in April.
That 10th week, we get that fourth paycheck.
No, you'll get two paychecks. Oh, shoot. I'm so dumb. That meant three. Oh, my God.
This is great. This is fantastic.
Hey, you know, Kiki, I've been there plenty in my life.
July. We're going to get three paychecks in July.
I love these 7 months in July. It's fantastic.
Yeah, me too. It's the longest summer ever.
That's what I was trying. Oh, man.
Like I always say, it's a good thing you're pretty there, Kiki.
What is happening?
Your comedian for today is Phil Handley.
You don't need a comedian.
Dang it.
Take a break. Stand up for
Hey, good morning. 8:49, Brock Hunter, What's up? Kiki.
Happy Friday.
You're so mousy.
Happy Friday, guys.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Anyway, quick look at your forecast today. It is going to be cold today and tomorrow. Then it's warming up real good. So I think it's
good ice fishing weather.
I hope we get enough ice because we're going out tomorrow either way.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Hunter will be good because he's so skinny. He won't fall through. Yeah, right.
It's my advantage.
Actually, you might fall through one of the holes that we drilled.
Ah, you bastard.
Watch your step.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather be skinny than fat.
What'd you look at me for, you son of a bitch?
Start hitting that gym, bro.
Just start getting
either that or get diabetes, one of the two.
I'm so ripped, son.
Yeah.
I did notice the other day my one flannel was a little bit tighter on my arms.
Yeah.
So I think...
I guess it was the right one.
Why would it be the right one, Kiki?
What?
Oh, she was on her phone.
And she doesn't. She's not listening. You
we're not live on the air.
We're
not live on
the
air.
Here's the problem. She hears us, but she doesn't listen to us. And that hurts.
I'm sorry.
That hurts.
Sometimes the things you guys are saying, I just don't really want to be involved in.
You know? I'm going to remember that.
I want no part in it.
I'm going to remember that.
You know how many people would die to be in that seat that you're in right now?
Like tens of people.
I think you guys think that.
People would pay money to hang out with us in the morning.
Yeah.
Look at you over there taking selfies on your phone.
Just not even listening to us. Rude is what it is.
You know?
Rude.
Do you do that at grandma's table? Is that what you do?
Yeah, when grandma's talking.
No, because I respect grandma way more than you two.
I thought she was going to say no, because grandma's dead.
It's dead. Thanks for bringing it up. anyway, so yeah, that's your weather. Let's do your WTF.
Making you smarter every day. It's dumb vocabulary with Brock.
You said WTF.
Oh, did I say WTF?
I was wondering. I was like, are we behind?
Oh, sure. You listen to that when I screw up.
Yeah, it's because it's part of my job.
What did you guys smoke last night?
It's called programming the station.
Did you guys partake in something last night?
Because I had one of those gummies.
She thinks there's 8 weeks in July, and you think it's WTF.
No, it's just been a long week. You know, my brain is mush.
Don't listen to Hunter. He's a moron.
Just let me take over.
I got it. As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, camper, snowmobile, ATV, 7 weeks in July insurance. He's got it covered.
What?
It's not what I said.
You get that 16th paycheck in the 12th month of the, or 12th week of the month, you're going to be set.
It'll be insured.
It's gonna be a good month.
That's gonna haunt Kiki forever. That's so stupid. But anyway, go see him if you need coverage. Chris has got you covered. Yeah. Chris.
Kiki's birthday is July 42nd.
Love it.
Oh, man.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do.
Oh, God, here we go. Scroll.
I know. I thought I had one, but I didn't. It wasn't.
This is why we're going to have a laptop at the Badass Brunch.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to have one ahead of time. No. He's got to scroll for one.
No, Bill will be there, though, busting on him, and we'll have plenty of fill time. So,
let's see. Have we ever done Hatesterbate?
I don't think so.
No, but I think that's a pretty obvious one. I got this one.
Hatesterbate.
It's when you're angry and you just rocket one out.
God, I hate her so much, but she's so hot. Is that it?
Hatesterbate. Wait, did you just say rocket one out?
Yeah.
Damn.
You rocket one out.
Rocket one, huh? Who you been hanging on with?
Richard and the team.
His last name North?
He just rocketed it one out.
Yeah.
Hunter is right. It's when you pleasure yourself to someone that you hate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What is you guys' lives about?
Sometimes you get bored.
Seriously.
I mean, you're gone for 4 days next week. If you don't think there's going to be some hatester baiting in there.
Yeah. She's going to walk in next week. Why is it so hot in here?
Who do you hate that you would want to rocket it out to?
Like somebody that's hot is just a real bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Do you, is there like commentary during?
Oh, yeah. You're usually going, God, I hate you so much. But God, I feel so good.
But I'm so uncomfortable.
Like for your, situation, it would be like Pat Moody.
Yeah.
No, it would not. That's not my situation.
That's what
at
she was
all.
Murmuring the other night.
Pat.
But if I'm hating someone right now, the last thing I'm going to do is give them the satisfaction I rocketed off to them.
Rocket.
I don't know.
That's
it's
a new
I'm,
thing.
It's going what I'm going with today.
I mean, what if you just hate him? You hate him a lot, but he's so tan. He just got back from spring break.
So
his
hot.
Abs, he's got like 18 abs.
Or maybe like it's an ex that just dumped you.
Yeah.
And you're still like, oh, I hate him for dumping me. But
you want to sleep with him still.
But yeah. So
are there
just
tears involved?
No, that's different.
Okay.
That's different. This is more like gritting your teeth.
Okay.
You know, red-faced.
Okay, I think I could get into it.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Okay.
I think there's something primal
there's
about
something
hating someone.
There.
Yeah.
There's something there. But
yeah, just scratching that disc extra hard.
No, God.
DJ Wizzle over here.
DJ Diddle.
Diddle, that's it.
Example, I hatesterbated to Amy twice yesterday.
God, I hate you.
God, I hate you so much.
I really hate Amy.
But damn it, you're good looking.
Oh, you're so hot. Yeah. So hot, I hate it. Yeah. So hot, I'm so angry. Then you rocket one off like Kiki
says. Guess.
And then I never call them again.
Ever.
Ever.
Not even if there's a fire. from me hatesturbating so vigorously that the sheets caught on fire and it burned my house down.
Oh.
Way to go, Kiki.
You made it weird.
Rock 107.